Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar, and today Masechus Yuma Daf Chav Vav, the second parak Barishona. So the three daves are going to focus on number one. The next Mishnah states, "Hapayis Shlishi Chadashim Ukatoras Bofa Fisu." Before the third pious, the following announcement is made in the Azara: those Kohanim are new to the avodah of offering the Ketoras come and cast lots. The Gemara brings a brisa that teaches Ma'olam Oshana Adamba. A person never repeated it, meaning that no one ever offered the Ketoras more than once. Rabbi Chanina said the reason is because it brings prosperity to those who perform it. Rashi explains that because it made someone wealthy, they did not allow one to do it twice. Rav Pepe asks why it's asserted that the Ketoras brings prosperity. If you say that it's based on that which is written regarding the bracha Moshe gave to Shevet Levi, Yasimu Ketor ba'apecha, they shall place incense in your presence, and after that it's written Baruch Hashem Chelo, bless O Hashem his resources, then bring the oil shall also result in prosperity, as it's mentioned in the same pasuk as the Ketoras. Abai answered Rav Papa and said Hashkicha b'haloshkicha. This, referring to the oil, is frequent, whereas this, referring to the Ketoras, is infrequent. Rashi explains that it's logical that when the pasuk speaks of an avoda making a kohen wealthy, it'd be referring to an infrequent avoda, for otherwise all kohanim would be rich. Point number two: the Mishnah stated Haravi chadashim im yashanim. The fourth pious is for new Kohanim together with old ones and determines who brings the limbs up from the ramp to the Mizbeach. The Gemara notes that Armish is not going with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What was taught in the Mishnah and Tami that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Hamale Evar Mekevesh, who Male Osmo Mizbeach. The one who brings the limbs up onto the ramp is the one who brings them up onto the Mizbeach. The Gemara explains that our Tana maintains it's preferable to have a larger number of Kohanim participating, because it stated, Barovam Hadras Melech, with the multitude of people is the glory of the king. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that the Kohanim who carry the limbs to the ramp should finish the job by taking them to the Mizbech, because Makam Shechina Lav Orachara, in the place of the Shechina, it's not proper conduct to give the impression the job is too troublesome to finish. And point number three was taught in a brace where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, from where do I know regarding the afternoon tamid that it requires two blocks of wood carried by two kohanim to the maracha on the mizbeach? The Torah states, "Va'archu etzim, the sons of Aaron Akon shall place the fire on the mizbeach, and they shall arrange wood on the fire." Since this phrase has no application of the morning tamid, for it's already written, "And the Kohen shall kindle woods upon the fire every morning, and he shall arrange it upon the oil offering," then apply to the afternoon tamid. Since the pasuk is written in plural, ba'archu, we derive that two kohanim are required. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, ha'pais ha'shlishi, before the third pious, the following announcement is made in the Azara. Chadash me'ketoras bo va'afisu. Those kohanim are new to the avoda of offering the ketoras, come and cast lots. The Gemara brings a brisa that teaches, ma'olam moshana adamba, a person never repeated it, meaning that no one ever offered the ketoras more than once. Rabbi Chanina said the reason is because it brings prosperity to those who perform it. Rashi explains that because it made someone wealthy, they did not allow one to do it twice. Rapama asks why it is asserted that the Ketoras brings prosperity. If you say it's based on that which is written regarding the bracha Moshe gave to Shevet Levi, Yasimu Ketor ba'apecha, they shall place incense in your presence, and after that it's written Baruch Hashem Chelo, bless Hashem his resources, then bring the oil shall also result in prosperity, as it's mentioned in the same pasuk as the Ketoras. Abai answered Rav Papa and said, Hashchicha v'haloshchicha. This, referring to the oil, is frequent, whereas this, referring to the Ketoras, is infrequent. Rashi explains that it's logical that when the pasuk speaks of an avoda making a kohen wealthy, it'd be referring to an infrequent avoda, for otherwise all kohanim would be rich. Point number two, the Mishnah state, Horavi, chadashim imishanim mimale evarim minakevesh lemizbech. The fourth pious is for new kohanim together with old ones and determines who brings the limbs up from the ramp to the mizbech. The Gemara notes that our Mishnah is not going with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, for it was taught in the Mishnah in time that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Hamale Ivarim Lekevesh, who Mala Osim Mizbeach. The one who brings the limbs up onto the ramp is the one who brings them up into the Mizbeach. The Gemara explains that our Tana maintains it's preferable to have a larger number of Kohanim participating, because it's stated, Barovam Hadras Melech, with a multitude of people, is the glory of the king. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds the Kohanim who carry the limbs to the ramps should finish the job by taking them to the Mizbeach, because Machum Shechina Lav Orach Ara, in the place of Shechina, it's not proper conduct to give the impression that a job is too troublesome to finish. And point number three was taught in a brisa. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, "Manayin l'tamid shel bein arba'im shetown shnei gezirei eitzim b'shnei kohanim." From where do I know regarding the afternoon tamid that requires two blocks of wood carried by two kohanim to the merach on the mizbeach? The Torah states, "The sons of Aaron Akon shall place the fire on the mizbeach, va'archu eitzim, and they shall arrange wood on the fire." Since this phrase has no application to the morning tamid, for it's already written, And the Kohen shall kindle wood upon the fire every morning, and it shall arrange upon the oil offering that apply to the afternoon tamid. Since the pasuk is written in plural, we derive that two kohanim are required. All right, so now we go to our simfer dav chavav, and our standard simon is a military coup. A military coup, so here goes. The military coup to steal the wealth-producing incense altar failed miserably. When they couldn't make it through the multitudes of kohanim bringing the limbs up from the ramp to the mizbeach, and the two kohanim carrying the wood. Once again, it's a motion. The military coup, that must be more dav chavav. The military coup to steal the wealth-producing incense altar failed miserably, which reminds us, the next mission states that before the third pious, the following announcement is made. Chadashim ha-Katoris, bo-va-fis, for those kohanim are new to the avoda of offering the Katoris, come and cast lots. The Gemara brings a brice that teaches that a person never repeated it, meaning that no one ever offered the Katoris more than once. Rechina said the reason is, mipnei shema asher, it's because it brings prosperity to those who perform it. Or she explains that because it made someone wealthy, it didn't allow one to do it twice. Even though the O is mentioned the same pasuk as the Katoris, when the pasuk speaks of making someone wealthy, it's referring to an infrequent avoda, for otherwise all kohanim would be rich. So the military coup to steal the wealth-producing incense altar failed miserably. When they couldn't make it through the multitudes of kohanim, bring the limbs up from the ramp to the mizbeach, which reminds the Mishnah stated that the fourth pious is for a new kohanim together with the old ones, and determines who brings the limbs up from the ramp to the mizbeach. The Gemara notes that our Mishnah is not going with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who is taught in the Mishnah in Tamid. The Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that the one who brings the lamps up onto the ramp is the one who brings them up onto the mizbeach. The Gemara explains that our Tana maintains that it's preferable to have a larger number of kohanim participating, because it's stated by Rov Am Hadras Melech, with the multitude of people is the glory of the king. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that kohanim who carry the limbs to the ramp should finish the job by taking them to the mizbech, because in the place of the shechina it's not proper conduct to give the impression that a job is too troublesome to finish. So the military coup to steal the wealth-producing incense altar failed miserably. When they couldn't make it through the multitudes of kohanim, bringing the limbs up from the ramp to the mizbeach, and the two kohanim carrying the wood. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brice where Bishim Bar Yochai says that from where do I know regarding the afternoon tami that requires two blocks of wood carried by two kohanim to the marach on the mizbeach, the Torah states, Va'archu Eitzim, and the sons of Aaron shall place the fire on the mizbeach, and they shall arrange wood on the fire. Since this phrase Va'archu has no application in the morning tamid, for it's already written there, then applied to the afternoon tamid. Since the pasuk is written in plural Va'archu, we derive that two kohanim are required. So once again, the military coup to steal the wealth-producing incense altar failed miserably. When they couldn't make it through the multitudes of kohanim, bringing the limbs up from the ramp to the mizbeach, and the two kohanim carrying the wood. All right, now it's time for a four-block back chazora. Daf Chavbeis. So the simmer Daf Chavbeis is a cab. So here goes. The early morning cab driver, that must be more Daf Chavbeis. The early morning cab driver whose cab was packed with kohanim, racing to do the Trumas Edeshen, which reminds the Gemara, why did the Rabbanim not depend on casting lots to select the kohen for the avoda of Trumas Edeshen? The answer is that at first the Rabbanim thought that since the Trumas Edeshen is a nighttime avoda, it would not be considered important by the kohanim, and they wouldn't come to quarrel over it. But once Rabbanim saw that the kohanim fight over the matter, takinu l'paisa, they institute casting lots for the position. Others explain that originally the Rabbanim thought they came into Eka Odin Shena, since at the time the ashes are separated before daybreak, there's an overwhelming desire to sleep on the part of many people. The kohanim will not volunteer for this service. When they saw that they did come, and it led to sakana, they institute the pious. When the Gemara challenges this answer, since burning the limbs and fats is done late at night, when there's a desire to go to sleep, yet kohanim were selected by lots, the Gemara answers that a person's inclination to go to sleep is not as strong as his inclination to stay sleeping and not wake up. So the early morning cab driver, whose cab was packed with kohanim, racing to do the Trumas Edeshen, counted his passengers by their shovels. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught, in the case that two kohanim race up the ramp and reach the top at the same time, a temple appointee would have the kohanim put out their fingers for a count to see who would be selected to do the Trumas Edeshen. The Gemara asks why they didn't simply count the kohanim, and answers that the Mishnah supports Rav Yitzchak, who taught, Asalimnos is Yisrael, afil dvar mitzvah. It's forbidden to count Jews through a head count, even for the purpose of a mitzvah. As it's written regarding Shaul counting his shoulders, he counted them with potsherds. Rav Ashi says, the limb of the pasuk, and Shaul had all the people summoned, and he counted them through lambs. Rav Elazar said, Kol amona es Yisrael over belav, whoever counts Jews transgresses a negative commandment. As it's written, by Yam Misbar b'nei Yisrael kocho hayam, hashol yamad. The number of b'nei Yisrael will be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, he transgresses two of him. As it's written, will yamad, will yisaper, which cannot be measured or counted. So the early morning cab driver, whose cab was packed with kohanim, racing to do the Trumas Edeshen, counted his passengers by their shovels, and bet that the kohen with flaws in his yichus would be the winner. Which reminds Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, why did the Malchus of Beis Shaul not endure? Because there was no flaw of Yichus in his family. Rashi explains that the king's destined to issue from him would therefore rule arrogantly. David's Malchus endured because he was descended from Rus, who was from Moab. This explanation is based on Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadak, Ein ma'min parnas al tzibur elin ken kupasho shratzim tuyo lo ma'achrav. We do not appoint a leader of the community unless he has a box of creeping creatures hanging behind him, meaning he has flaws in his yichus. Shim tazuok daito lav omrin lo chazu ma'acharecha. So that if he becomes arrogant, we can say to him, turn around and see what is behind you. Daf Chaf Gimel. So the simmer Daf Chaf Gimel is a keg. A keg. So here goes. The loyal congregant stood on a keg. Keg? That must mean we're on Daf Chaf Gimel. The loyal congregant stood on a keg playing to a Major's rabbi's honor who had been insulted, which reminds us Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadak, Kol Talmud Chacham she'enu nokem enoter kanachash, eno Talmud Chacham. Any Talmud Chacham who does not take revenge or bear a grudge like a snake is not a true Talmud Chacham. The Gemara objects to this based on the prohibitions of Velosikam Velositor, do not take revenge or bear a grudge, and initially answers that these prohibitions only apply to monetary matters. This too is challenged, and the Gemara answers, Lom denakle belibe, actually means that a Talmud Chacham should keep the matter in his mind. Rashi explains that if someone else comes to avenge his honor, the Talmud Chacham should be silent and not object. So the loyal congregant stood on a keg, planning to avenge his rabbi's honor who had been insulted, when he saw one Kohen murder another one on the ramp, which reminds us, the Gemara brings another incident when one Kohen was ahead on the ramp, another Kohen took a knife and drove it into the first Kohen's heart and killed him. When the father of the slain boy came and found his son still writhing on the floor, he said, Hari kaparaschem, behold, he's your atonement. My son is still writhing, and therefore the knife did not become tame. This comes to teach you, Shekashalem Tars Kalim Yos Meshvichus Dami. They regarded the Tara of Kalim more seriously than murder. As it's written, Menashe also shed very much innocent blood until he filled Yerushalayim from end to end with it. So the loyal congregant stood on a keg, planning to avenge his rabbi's honor who had been insulted, when he saw one Kohen murder another one on the ramp in front of the Kohen Balmum, removing the ash. Which reminds the Gemara brings the Malchukas regarding Hotzas Adesh and removal of the ash from the Mizbech. It was taught in a Braisa, Upashit Balavish Begadim Achirim Behotzias Adesh, and he shall remove his garments that he wore for separating the ash and don other garments, and he shall remove the ash. One might have thought the Kohen can wear a big day chol when removing the ash, therefore the Torah teaches, Upashit Balavish Begadim Achirim. He shall remove his garments and don other garments. By repeating the word garments, we can drive a hekesh. The just as the garments worn for the Trumas Hadesh and our Big Day Kodesh, so too are the garments worn for removal of the ash. The word acherim, other, implies they should be pechusim mehen, inferior quality to the ones worn for the Trumas Hadesh. Yezer says, acherim behotzi. The word other is immediately followed by the words and he shall remove, which refers to the Kohen who performs the task. This teaches that even blemished Kohanim, referred to as Acherim, the others, are qualified to remove the ash. Tav Chav Dalet. So the symbol of Chav Dalet is a pitcher. So here goes. The Kohen, he used a pitcher. A pitcher? That must be more in Tav Chav Dalet. Kad. The Kohen used a pitcher to pick up a kometz of ashes, which reminds us Rabbi Avin inquired, how much ash is the Trumas Hadesh performed with? The Gemara brings an explicit proof that it stated regarding the separating the ash, Veherim, and he shall separate the ash, and stated there regarding the mincha offering, Veherim, he shall separate his kometz from it. So just as by the mincha he separates the amount of his kometz, so to here he separates the amount of his kometz. Rashi explains that we don't require exactly this amount for the Trumas Hadesh because it's impossible for the Kohen to put his hand into the heap of ash, which contains burning embers. Rather, the kometz measure is only an estimation. The Kohen estimates the size of his kometz and removes at least that amount with a kli. So the Kohen who used a pitcher to pick up a kometz of ashes was exposed as a zar, which reminds us the Gemara brings a machlokas amoraim whether a non-Kohen, a zar, is chai misi b'dei shamayim for doing Trumas Hadesh. Rav said, Arba avodos chai v'len misa. There are four avodos that a zar is chai misa, zrika haktara, nisa chamayim and nisa chayayim. But Levi says, af Trumas Hadesh, also for Trumas Hadesh. Rav's reason is based on the pasuk where he learns avodos matana, v'lo avodos sigla. The zar is chai misa for a service of application, such as applying blood to the mizbech, and not a service of removal, such as removing the ash. Levi says, Rabbi Rachmano l'kol dvar ha-mizbech. The Torah included the Trumas Hadesh in the pasuk by stating the general phrase, l'kol dvar ha-mizbech, regarding every matter of the Mizbeach. So the Kohen used a pitcher to pick up a kometz of ashes was exposed as a czar. When his czar's visitor's card was discovered in his big day chol, that he wore to cast lots. Which reminds the Gemara, asks him what garments that the Kohanim dress when they cast lots. Rav Nachman says Bevigdecho, and Rav Sheshet says Bevigde Kodesh. Rav Nachman maintains their dress in Bevigde Chol, for if their dress in Bevigde Kodesh, there'd be strong-armed men who would do the service by force, which Rashi explains that they would have done so if they had not won the pious. Rav Sheshet says their dress in Bevigde Kodesh, for if you say their dress in Bevigde Chol out of passion for the avoda, the Selecta Kohen might accidentally perform it without first changing into Bevigde Kodesh. A Kohen does the avoda without wearing Bevigde Kodesh is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, and it also disqualifies the avoda. Daf Chaf Hei, so the silver Chaf Hei is a silver anniversary. So here goes. This silver anniversary dinner, that must be more Daf Chaf Hei. This silver anniversary dinner was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated in different halves of the restaurant. Which reminds us, a Braisa describes how the lots were cast in the Lishkas Agazis. The lots were cast on the eastern side, and the Zaken, referring to a member of the Sanhedrin, who instructed them in the procedure of the pious, sat on the western side. So Abai said, we can learn from this Braisa that the Lishkas Agazis, chetzi bekodesh vechetzi bechol. Half of it was in the consecrated space of the Azor, and half of it was in the unconsecrated space outside the Azor. For if it was complete in the Kodesh space, how could the Zaken sit in the western side? For it said, Ein yeshiva bazar, ela malchus beis David bilvad. Sitting in the Azor is not permitted except for the kings from malchus beis David. And if you should say that the entire Lishka was in the whole space outside the Azor, how can the Braisa state that the lots were cast in the eastern side? We require manifestation of the pasuk in the house of God. We walk with excitement, and that would not be the case if we're outside the Azor. Therefore, it must be that the Lishka was half in the Kodesh and half in the Chol. So this silver anniversary dinner was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated in different halves of the restaurant. And then the overly eager waiter brought a near-empty glass of wine to the table, which reminds us, the second Mishnah lists the people involved in bringing the tamid, but doesn't list who is makabel the dum from the shechita before the zrika. The Gemara asks if we say that the shochet is makabel, because if we say the zorik is makabel, perhaps out of his passion to do the zrika, he may not receive all the blood. Rashi explains that later we'll learn that all the blood should be received. Or perhaps we'll say the one who does the zrika receives it, because if the shochet receives it, he can't always do it because there are times when a zar shechs the animal. The Gemara brings a proof that the zorik is makabel the dum from the fact that Ben Katan made 12 spouts for the kiur so that the 12 kohanim involved in the tummy could sanctify the hands and feet at the same time. If the one who shechs it is makabel the dum, then there would be 13 kohanim, not 12. So the silver anniversary dinner was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated in different halves of the restaurant. And then the overly eager waiter brought a near-empty glass of wine to the table and served the wife a plate of cooked tail first. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a braisa that teaches a four-way machlokas regarding the order in which the parts of the tamid are brought to the mizbeach. All agree the head is first. The Tana Kamma, who is Ben Azai, says it's brought the way it walks from front to back. Rabbi Yossi says it's offered in the order in which it's skinned from rear to front. Rabbi Kiva says it's offered in the order that it's dismembered. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's offered in the order of its quality. The Tana Kamma of our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, except that he judges quality by the limb with the most meat. Rabbi Yossi Aglili goes by the fattiness of the meat. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. We should have to learn that the pillar of smoke from the Merachav was never extinguished by the rain and never dispersed by the winds. That's on Daf Chafalaf. Good. Number 2. Which something of a Braisa that taught a 4-way Malchus regarding what the order was for the parts of the tummy that were brought to the Mizbeach? That's on Daf Chafhei. Good. Number 3. Which something of that the shear for removing the ash for the Trumas Edeshen is a Kometz? That's on Daf Chavdalad. Good. Number 4. Which something of that the Lishkas Agazi was half in the Kodesh and half in the Chol? That's on Daf Chafhei. Good. Number 5. Which of the one that two Kohanim brought the Shnei Gezira Eitzim for the afternoon Tamid? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 6. Which of the one that's best to appoint a leader over the community that has a flaw in his Yichus? That's on Daf Chavbeis. Good. Number 7. Which of the one that a Talmud Chacham should remain silent when someone else is avenging his honor? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf did we learn the fourth pious was to select Kohanim to bring the limbs from the ramp to the Mizbeach as the Tana holds Barova Am Hadras Melch? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 9. Which daf did Malkus Rav and Levi whether Azar is Chai Misi Bidei Shamayim for Trumas Edeshen? That's on Daf Chav Dalad. Good. And number 10. Which daf did we learn the Kohanim were only permitted to bring the Ketores once since it makes them wealthy? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which of the one the Shir of Rosh Chodesh comes before the Shir of Shabbos to give it more prominence and to send the message that it was established properly? That's on Daf Kav Beis and Shkalim. Good. Number two. What shall they go in that the Revius measure is 2 by 2 by 2.7 etzbaos? That's on Duff. Kuftes and Psachim. Good. And number three. Which Duff do we learn? The Kol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Meir Shamayim. That's on Duff. Lama Gimel and Brachas. Excellent. That concludes the Bob quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Golden Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.